This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early fall, the second week of the jumping jump seed moon, the transition time for the sun leaving Virgo and entering the astrological sign of Libra. For a number of years, I have marked the position of the sun on a wall in a certain room of my house, noting how it not only moves throughout the day, but also how it moves with the seasons. I have followed that practice, sometimes doing it to tell the time of year, but mostly because it makes me feel good. Paying attention to where and when the sunlight comes through my window actually helps me to feel cared for. Strangely, it makes me feel like I've been chosen. When I watch it, I feel like I am not only following time made visible and measurable right in front of me, but I'm also finding a place for myself in the sun. My relationship with the sun is quite different when I'm outside. Out in the yard or the woods or on the road, the sun has no limits. It shines everywhere and belongs to everything and to every creature. But when I am inside watching in my room, the sun is more intimate. It is not so vast and almighty. Instead, it seems like a blessing for me. I am the only one who sees it here. It is a light for solitude and courage, and in the autumn, an ally against the winter ahead. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early fall. In the meantime, watch the equinox sun come through your window and make friends with it. Poor Will's Almanac and Horoscope for 2019 is now available. You can order your copy from Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.